Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. We've been talking about fighting temptation, which essentially means reforming our feelings through right behavior and a disciplined imagination. Now, one of the key ways of overcoming temptation, both behaviorally and imaginatively, is to avoid the near occasion of sin. But what exactly does that mean? One of the most violent and disturbing things Jesus said in the Gospels is about getting rid of whatever causes you to sin. He says that if your hand causes you to sin, you should cut it off. And if your eye causes you to sin, you should pluck it out. After all, he says, and graphically, it's better to get into heaven missing a body part than have the whole of you get tossed down into the fires of hell. What Jesus is saying is that we have to cut certain things out of our life, certain things that aren't necessarily bad in themselves, but which for us are near occasions of sin. They are things that lead us to sin. And we have to cut those situations out. And it could be really hard because we are addicted to those things. So it might feel like an amputation, but it's worth it. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our sins, our temptations, and our vices are nearly always linked to a particular situation. What we're saying is that sinful behavior and addiction, it's largely environmental. If you put people in a certain environment, they're almost certain to give in to their temptation. But if you remove them from that environment, the intensity of their temptations and their likelihood of giving in to it goes way down. This is just what classic Catholic moral advice has always said: avoid the near occasion of sin. The eye we need to pluck out, the hand we need to cut off, is the environment, the situation in which we are prone to succumb to our particular vices. So, if I removed X, then I wouldn't fall into this or that particular sin. What's the X? That's what you got to remove. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be. World without end, amen.
Oh my Jesus.
Forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
When it comes to our deep vices and addictions, willpower is not primarily about resisting temptation when the storm hits. By the time the storm of temptation hits, we're usually too far gone to resist. No, willpower is about strategizing in advance. It's about identifying the situation in which we're tempted and then avoiding them. So, identify times in which you sinned. Then ask, what happened right before I sinned? What was the situation, the occasion that led immediately to my sin? Because you have to attack there before the storm of temptation hits. Jesus doesn't say, if your eye causes you to sin, just resist the temptation next time. He says, pluck out your eye. Cut out the occasion of temptation. So, for example, if you occasionally or regularly watch pornography, then you need to delete apps that are the temptation or disable Safari on your iPhone. Now, you still have access to your phone and email and text and maps, but you remove the access to the porn. Is your computer your problem? Then only use it with your door open and the screen facing the door so that others can see you. Is lust a problem for you at the gym? Well, go to a different gym, or lift at home, or run or walk in nature. My point is this: change your environment and the temptation will diminish. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
What are the temptations you struggle with? Do you occasionally or regularly engage in gossip, tearing others down? Who do you most do this with? The early saints used to say that gossip is the spiritual equivalent of cannibalism, eating the flesh of your brother or sister. So do you really need to keep hanging out with that person, even though you know it means you'll keep ripping the flesh off your neighbors, like two vultures tearing up roadkill? Maybe it would be better that you enter heaven separately, instead of both being cast, along with your vicious words, into hell together. Now, if it's a person that you need to talk with, a spouse, or some other close family member, or a colleague or a boss, or someone that you're just going to have to be around, then you need to have the courage to tell them, I'm not going to gossip, because it's killing me and it's killing you. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
We can't achieve virtue without sacrificing the situations in which we are vulnerable to vice. So, do you engage in eating or drinking or smoking weed to deal with anxiety or boredom? Or do you fly off the handle with anger and the appetite for control? What are the situations that lend to your regular sins? And how can you change the situation so that you're less likely to give in to the temptation? Because the whole Catholic approach to temptation, to disordered vices, is to do whatever it takes, not only to resist them, but to make it less likely for temptation to occur in the first place. So we don't ask God to help us resist temptation. In the prayer our Lord taught us, we ask the Father not to lead us into temptation in the first place. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, what were you reflecting on with that meditation?
This is, I think, one of the most interesting ones to meditate on for me because it's such an active one. It's very much a what's your next step kind of meditation. I mean, they all should be, but the resolution is just kind of punchier and upfront with this. I was thinking about two major things, both that sort of have to deal with the community aspect of how we battle temptation. One is that the number one thing that helps me break a bad habit or avoid a temptation has been offering that thing up for someone else.
Oh.
So, for instance, this is
that's
a nice
really
thing.
Good.
This is easy for me to confess because it's not a scandalous thing to become addicted to, but I was deeply addicted to it. That was online competitive Tetris. I got so into Tetris, I was getting really good at it, which is just a simple, really simple classic video game that you can literally just like look up online. You can just Google Tetris.com or its other formats, but it was just becoming so all-consuming where I just had this itch to play Tetris all the time. Just like, I'm just going to start another game. Oh, my laptop's open. I don't want to focus in this meeting. I'm going to pull up Tetris. Or I should be writing. I'm just going to play one quick game of Tetris. And that just turns into another game of Tetris and another game of Tetris. And finally, I was like, I am not going to have any free time left, or I'm not going to be using any of it wisely, so long as I have the option to ever play Tetris. Because it's unlimited. You can just keep doing it for forever. And finally, I was like, okay, there's this person in my life that I have a responsibility to, and I really want to pray more intentionally for them to come back into the church. So I'm going to never play Tetris again. I'm going to cold turkey Tetris. And just every time I have that temptation, I'm just going to keep offering up that sacrifice. And I haven't played a single game of Tetris since, but I can't describe how heavy like the instinct is. There are sometimes I'm just sitting in front of my laptop thinking, like, I have to type it in.
But now, someone's soul hangs in the balance if you do.
Exactly. It's a terrible thing I've done, but it's very effective. Because otherwise, I'm like, it's not that bad of a thing. It's hard to stop myself. But the other side of it is accountability. I told my roommate, I was like, I'm going to offer this thing up for Tetris. Also, whenever I'm then with my roommate, I will voice it. I'll be like, I want to open up that game of Tetris. Like, my fingers are on the keys of my laptop, and all I have to do is type it in. And even though it's not like she's going to walk over and snap my laptop in half, every time I say it, as if I'm kind of hopeful that she'll be like, yeah, go ahead, play that game of Tetris. And she's always a little disappointed, and she's like, don't do it. And you have that, it's like turning your laptop towards the room, letting people see it. Public shaming, so effective.
Public shaming, it's good peer pressure.
Yeah, I highly recommend offering up the habits you want to break for someone, or doing it for something, for the salvation of souls. But also, I think the importance of accountability in temptation. I had the sort of honor of having a friend not too long ago say, hey, I've got this thing and I need to break this. Will you be my accountability partner? And I think depending on the severity of your temptation, in this case, it was like, hey, can we meet once a week? I'll just touch base on where I'm at. I also set like a, hey, if you can stay off this for a week straight, I'll buy ice cream. I'll do something. I'll buy you a drink. Hey, if it's really, really important, I'll buy you a meal, something. So it had that marker and that opening up that transparency of when we can hide our temptations and the habits we're trying to break. It's so much easier to constantly go to it. And then also having someone to discuss with, hey, yeah, when do you fall into this temptation? If you can stop doing that, what can we do? How can I help you? How can I remind you?
That's excellent. I've also found having a strong replacement is helpful. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sometimes instead of Tetris, I will do a crossword. Because crosswords are like I do the New York Times crossword. First of all, it's very finite.
Yep.
I only have the one from the day. And they actually stump me. So I can't just keep playing. And half the time I'm like, well, can't finish it. Guess I'm out.
I take the Teddy Roosevelt approach. And that is, I always have a book with me.
Mm-hmm.
So when I'm tempted to browse on my browser.
Mm-hmm.
Or YouTube or something, or sports or whatever, and just trying to avoid the unnecessary distraction and the waste of time and the procrastination, I just open the book.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing how you don't go down a rabbit hole with a book.
Mm-hmm.
The book doesn't...
Oh, talk for yourself.
The book doesn't throw at you all kinds of sinful stuff you weren't counting on.
Mm-hmm. Well, be careful. So
the books I read don't.
Yep. Modern books, you have to be so careful.
I don't read.
Don't pick up
books.
Those books. But I know a lot of people, if they're into like fantasy, where they're like, my gosh, fantasy is going down the drain.
Well, that's
or like,
true.
Most books released in the last 20 years, you should be careful about.
True. Not the books I read.
Now, if you're picking up any Agatha Christie book, you're probably good. But you should read more
than Agatha Christie, but I don't...
I know. I'm saying find a book you can be truly addicted to, and not addicted to, but like excited about, where you're like genuinely itching for like that book, because that makes it like a substantial replacement.
Exactly. And it's a delightful replacement.
Mm-hmm. A productive replacement. For me, picking up guitar, listening to music, making music, doing something creative is just something that I naturally want to do. But it can be really relaxing.
Yeah, it's a good point.
Very productive.
Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.